Parents are calling on parents to have a sustainable effort towards sensitization of their children against unregulated use of social media, which is exposing them to pornographic materials.
Sensitization to prevent teenage pregnancies in the West Nile region continues as stakeholders constantly raise concerns over factors that fuels the vice. One of the factors that stakeholders criticize is the rampant social media usage among teenagers, showing roughly 1 in 4 users, especially TikTok, are under the age of 20, and about 44.3% of the teenagers use these social media platforms for entertainment and social relations, with only about 5.7% using them for academic purposes, according to research. Isaac Chekit, working with the Reproductive Health Uganda at a rural office, laments that this is a big drive to the rising cases of prevalent teenage pregnancies.
There are very many unwanted pregnancies that have been as a result of misuse of social media. A girl dresses in an obscene manner and goes on shaking her private parts on TikTok. How many boys go to her inbox?
While limiting teen social media usage may involve setting clear collaborative boundaries like phone-free zones, parents play a pivotal role. Chekit advises that
parents should take an initiative to make sure that you are speaking to your children every day. Find out where they are. Even if they are at school, even if they are far away from you, they are in Kampala, they are where? Check on your child. The young people are smuggling smartphones in the bedroom.
Based on her experiences with the teenagers on ground from Terego District, Beatrice Alezu, a peer educator working under the Protect Sexual Reproduction and Health Rights SRHR project in Ivy Sub-County, acknowledges the impact social media has on increased teenage pregnancies and advises parents to closely monitor their children.
Most of the teenagers, they don't have their phones, but their fellow peers may be having their phones, and then their parents, when they're in their groups, a peer can tell a fellow peer that you watch this. I will advise parents to monitor their children closely, especially on their lifestyles and their movements, to also limit their children in accessing some of those phones. They can use them, but they should also limit them from using.
Meanwhile, governments can curb social media usage among teenagers by implementing regulations that target addictive design features, enforcing strict age limits, and promoting digital literacy within school systems. Radio Purchase News, I am George Erema reporting.
In matters of